T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, well, so here we are. Welcome in, Dakota and Reem, already off and running. This is great. See, Dakota, aren't you at ease? It's not the big leagues here.
So I thought you were going to throw me, like, to the wolves, and you texted me and said, you know what, I'll be there close to 3 o'clock.
Yes.
And I'm here, like,
well, I had a big flag football game this afternoon. We came back, Dakota. It was 27-6 at half, and we came back 3 touchdowns in the end. So it's like we did a Patriots-Falcons redux. So there you go.
And you left that out of trending. So
I did. Yeah. So that'll be in the trending later on. I was gonna. Well, we have 6 to 6:30 before Red Sox pregame. So I was figuring that we could do that, you know, before the Sox. So a nice half hour on my flag football ventures. So Dakota, when you called Kirk and Callahan a couple days ago, you told me you'd give me a big thanks getting you back on the radio.
Yeah, if it was up to you to get me on, you know, I got a message on Facebook and said, hey, would you be interested in doing a show with
on
Alex
Facebook,
Reamer?
I like what we do here.
Well, it's just easier communication.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know? And I said, yeah, why not?
You know?
So whether you or Chris Curtis or...
I think it was the fact that you went after me. I mean, let's be honest. If I wasn't attached, I don't think they'd be bringing you in, you know, for solo.
Who doesn't
here.
Go after you, though, Alex?
Well, so what do you got? I mean, you told me you would pin me against the wall here. I said on the weekends, it's a little too easy. So, you know, what do you got?
We have three shots. We have 3.5 hours.
3 hours. All right. 3 hours. All right. I'm going to give you a chance for something off the top, but all right. The big story, of course, today and really all week has been the Patriots and Josh Gordon, Dakota. Red Sox, of course, get in action tonight. We'll get to them later on. Mark James, that's Mark with a C, doesn't call it the bullpen. He calls it the blow pen. Get it?
Yeah,
pretty.
I do. The guy's like 6'9".
He's
when he
tall.
Passed me in the hall.
Isn't he tall? He's much taller than you would think.
I'm not a fan.
Of what, his height or
yeah,
him on the
not
air?
Not a fan of his height. I wasn't expecting a giant to walk down the hall past me as I was entering the studio.
But, you know, Mark, I heard yesterday on Kirk and Callahan, like, Mark James doesn't want to work with me. What? Everyone, you'll find out, Dakota, everyone who works with me, I turn people.
See, I wasn't.
I'm a joy to work with.
I wasn't sure. Is he okay to go on the morning show? Because he sounded like he was begging.
No,
I mean, on the way in, he was like begging. Yeah, I'll be on the show. I'll be on the show. And then I hear, you know, he can't be on the show for whatever other reason, so.
Yes, well, you know, I say it's enough. I mean, they've been trying to get him on since, like, February. It is now, what, end of September? So I'm not great with math, but I think that's 7 months or so. So 7 months.
So they asked him 7 months
ago.
7 months
ago, I
believe. To come in the morning?
Yes.
You know what I would say? See you later.
I agree. You know, this is not good. 307, we're already agreeing.
No,
but
listen, we are going to agree on some things, and that's okay.
You can't. I mean, I say with Jerry and Kirk, what I like about them is it's a meritocracy. You go there. If they ask you once, you go in, you do a good job, you get invited back. But I don't like this game where it's, you know, this game of hide and seek for 7 months. You're right. If you're asked once and you say no, yeah, that's it.
Maybe
it should be done.
Maybe the second time if there was an emergency or it couldn't fit in the schedule, whatever, but hey.
It should be done. So we have Josh Gordon, hamstring issues, limited in practice Wednesday through Friday, officially listed as questionable with the injury report.
He's going to play.
Lots of ways we can go with this. Yeah, I think he is too, right? But just my whole thing on Josh Gordon has been there's a number of ways we can go with this, and we'll get to Peter King a little later on. Josh Gordon isn't worthy of wearing the Patriots colors. Like, okay, like they had Aaron Hernandez on their team.
that might have been one of the most outlandish takes that I ever. First of all, it's the Patriots are the only organization that should be able to reach out to Josh Gordon and make him into an NFL football player, right? Because if it was any other franchise, they wouldn't be able to deal with his baggage that he's bringing to the scene.
Well, here's my thing, though. Like, this notion that, so Josh Gordon signs a 1-year deal with the Browns this past spring, and he tells GQ in his big interview last November, this is my last opportunity, I know it, plays the last 5 games last year, signs a 1-year deal with Cleveland, then he misses most of training camp with mental health issues, and then he plays week 1, benched before week 2. Obviously, this is a guy who has deep-seated issues, addiction issues, mental health issues, anxiety, etc. I just don't get the logic that all of a sudden he comes to the Patriots, looks up and sees the 5 Super Bowl banners, Dakota, and all of a sudden, what? He's gonna be able to curtail his addiction, curtail his mental health. I mean, this is a guy, again, he missed most of training camp.
All right. How old is Josh Gordon? 27, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 25.
Okay.
A young 25.
When we were in our mid-20s, and you're going through it now,
yes,
we still didn't grow up yet. And at some point, it might be at 25, it might be at 30, it might even be at 45. People tend to grow up and the light switch goes on. Now, Josh Gordon has unbelievable talent.
I've heard.
Probably one of the most talented wide receivers ever to going to put pads on in a New England Patriot team. Now, if the light switch goes on at the age of 27 and he can finally figure it out, this will go down as one of the best trades in Patriots
history. But Dakota,
history.
Recently last week, he has this mysterious hamstring injury on a Friday night promotional video.
He didn't want to be on the Browns. He probably heard rumblings during the season that he was going to be traded or let go. And then you know what? They couldn't work on a deal right before, so they had to start him in week one. And he's like, guys, I told you, I'm not going to be here.
So what's going on? So what's going on in training camp then, where he missed 3.5 weeks due to mental health issues?
Yes. I'm telling you, Cleveland didn't want him on this team this year, and they were trying to work out a deal. And the Patriots are probably one of the teams that were in the mix for him, and then finally they said, guys, we just need to let you go. Because don't forget, when the reports came out, the reports were Josh Gordon is going to be waived on Monday. So if he was actually going to be waived on Monday, he would have been waived. No, but what happened? They traded for him, okay? So he wasn't. This was a plan to try to get the most out of a team, most likely the Patriots, instead of waiving him.
Yeah, but he's played 11 games since 2013.
Doesn't matter.
He missed two full seasons.
He's 27. So, the guy, if he was 30 or 31, I would agree with you. But most people, as I mentioned, mature after the age of 25, 26, okay? The ones that peak early do have an issue later on in life. And this guy has plenty of football left, and I can't wait. If this guy makes it on the field for the New England Patriots, we are going to be ecstatic with the numbers that he puts up.
But this is not just an issue of, you know, he needs to put his head on straight if he wants to succeed.
Well,
You're
the one that's, you and everybody else is like, they can't bring this guy in here because his head's not on straight.
No. My thing is, there are deeper issues with Josh Gordon than just the need to focus. This is a guy who, my armchair psychologist readings, I'm very good at that, seems to be a guy who, unfortunately, and you're right, he's a great player, great talent. I don't think he's a bad guy by any stretch. Again, that's why we both agreed the Peter King thing was absolutely asinine. But seems like a guy who right now is not in a position to contribute to a football team. Missed training camp. Bench
was
seriously before week two. 11 games since 2013.
Was he on the field this week for the Patriots?
Limited in practice.
Was he on the field?
He was on the field.
Okay, so did he contribute on the field so far in practice?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
No. Well, did you see the video? Did you see the reports that Josh Gordon was wearing number 10 on the New England Patriots?
I did,
on the practice
and he has
field?
His locker next
okay.
to Tom Brady's
so you
as
cannot,
well.
You cannot say yet that he's a non-contributing factor. He did contribute his first week. Now, you would have more to argue if they just brought him in and he didn't get on the field. Then it will like, well, is Josh Gordon ever going to make it onto the field? Because you know the Patriots way, if you don't practice, you don't play. But guess what? Josh Gordon came here, they finalized the trade, and as soon as that trade was finalized, he was on the field contributing at practice.
But we don't know how much he was contributing. He was limited with the hamstring again. And again, my point is that, do you think this is a guy who seems like he is ready to contribute to a Super Bowl contending team? Given that,
100%,
again, why? 100%. What would make you possibly say
on,
that?
On talent alone. And he has, the best quarterback, okay, in the history of the NFL that's going to set him up to succeed. Do you know with Josh Gordon, when he was in Cleveland, of how bad the quarterbacks were?
I'm well aware.
That was thrown. Do you know what the catch percentage was from the quarterbacks throwing to Josh Gordon? That was 53-56% out of the quarterback passes to Josh Gordon got complete. Do you know what Tom Brady's completion percentage is in his history? It's well north of 53.
Right, but again, I feel like we're talking around each other here. This is not an instant. This is not a Randy Moss situation.
You said how is he going to
contribute? This is not a Randy Moss situation where he gave up in Oakland, just needed a change of scenery. I don't think that change of scenery cures.
People said Randy Moss was done. He was a lot older.
Did Randy Moss only play 11 games in 5 years? Did Randy Moss take a training camp off for mental health? Did Randy Moss, again, have deep-seated addiction issues, mental health issues?
Yeah, some people think that Randy Moss definitely had issues, okay?
Well, I don't think to this extent, though. I mean, this guy was taking Xanax in the seventh grade. And I don't mean to come off flippant about it. I don't think football is the best thing for Josh Gordon right now. I think
it's the best thing. Why would you want a guy, okay, that has obviously an addiction problem, that is trying to get on the narrow straight? Football and being on the field with a Super Bowl championship organization is the best for anyone that has an addiction. And this isn't like the worst addiction in the world. It's one that can be beat.
Yes, but can it be beat overnight? I mean, this is a guy who just last week had a mysterious hamstring injury, a Friday night promotional shoot, Dakota. They don't know what's going on. And he's going to come here 5 days later and what? Because he's changing into spandex next to Tom Brady? Very exciting. I'd be excited, too.
So what happens if he comes out and, you know, catches five passes for 85 yards and either gets in the end zone or leads them to a couple of touchdowns? Then what would you say?
I would say it was good for 1 week.
Good for 1 week.
So that's what I would
say. This take ends up being just another fake take, because I don't even think you believe this. I just think you're trying to take one side of it and say, you know what, I'm anti-Josh Gordon because I don't believe in this guy's mental
capability
and substance
abuse. You haven't given me really any substantial argument besides the fact that he comes here with Tom Brady. Like, great, we get it. Brady's a great quarterback.
Wait a minute, I thought I did.
Give me something that you've seen since 2013 that tells you Josh Gordon can contribute to a Super Bowl caliber NFL team.
When he was able to get on the field in Cleveland, okay, he contributed in a big way every time. There wasn't a game he was not able to contribute to, okay? And now he's on the practice field the first week of the season. That is a very, very good sign that he got signed, got traded here, and made it to the field. Well, if he didn't make it to the field, then forget it. But this guy did.
Well, if this is so simple, how come the Patriots got him for only a fifth-round pick? And they got a seventh in return.
Well,
Why wasn't there seemingly more demand?
Nowadays in the NFL, as you would know if you do some history learning, that people don't get traded for a lot in the NFL. Fifth-round picks are pretty substantial in today's age, okay? Other than the Khalil Mack going for two number ones to Chicago, with Chicago, you don't see guys, even wide receivers like this, get traded for a lot. They don't. They'd rather have the draft pick so you can draft Bentley and everybody else down the line and have a
PK Sam was a fifth rounder here. That's a good one.
Well, the other thing is there is risk to bringing on Josh Gordon and trading for him. So you have to weigh that into the risk-reward scenario. If Josh Gordon, okay, was healthy and played for Cleveland last year, what do you think they would be able to trade for him? They'd give up a second or third round pick, okay?
The Garoppolo
So since he didn't play last year, and questionable even this year, a fifth-round pick is actually okay.
And I don't understand your theory, though, that the Browns wanted to trade him. I mean, you saw Baker Mayfield Thursday night. This team is ready to win now Baker Mayfield. Okay. They don't want a very talented wideout like Josh Gordon.
Well, this is where it's going to be a big mistake, and I'll agree with you, okay? I think letting Josh Gordon go, I think letting Corey Coleman go. And if you got – Corey Coleman's not a household name, and if they didn't have Hard Knocks on TV, nobody would know who Corey Coleman was. But look at what Corey Coleman did at Baylor University for 3 years.
He was able to stay on the team, which Josh Gordon wasn't able to do
This is true. Corey Coleman and Josh Gordon, and it may be actually if there's some risk with Josh Gordon with some of the addictions, if Corey Coleman can actually get through practices and learn this offense and makes it on the field, you're going to get just as much, if not more, out of Corey Coleman than you will out of any other receiver on that team. This guy is unbelievable.
Like, the Bills released 2 weeks
after
they got him.
But Nathan Peterman's your quarterback. Okay, Corey, go out there and throw a 15-yard post flag.
The Patriots
okay?
released him after a week. Corey Coleman.
Well, that's because Josh Gordon became available, so they had to make a roster spot. And as soon as it happened, boom, they got Corey Coleman back.
Yeah, but again, you make the we heard the Browns didn't want to trade Josh Gordon to an AFC team. They wound up trading him to the Patriots.
Nobody else wanted to bring him in.
Why though? But if it's such a simple thing in your mind that he just needs a different quarterback, you know, the Browns quarterbacks. And again, why to the Patriots? Why? I know the fifth round pick you say is actually a big package, but for a guy who led the league in receiving in 2013 with Brandon Weeden throwing him the ball, I mean, obviously he is at the nadir of his value. We would agree, right? And he's there for a reason. He also has the paternity issues going on. I mean, he faces potentially a 30-day jail sentence.
Why don't you go check the RMV in Cleveland, and why don't you bring up some speeding tickets this guy must have? All right? Why don't you do that? Why don't you try to figure out how many fines he maybe have for jaywalking in downtown Cleveland?
Oh, listen, I don't think Josh Gordon is a bad guy. I don't put him in the Albert Haynesworth category, the Corey Dillon category, certainly the Aaron Hernandez category. Not even close. I mean, you're right. The worst thing on his rap sheet, if we're talking crime here, is a DUI. Right, a DUI, which was a .09. But again,
is a .09 actually illegal in Massachusetts? What's the
we have to ask Mutt
like
for that. We have to phone in Mutt for that one.
Yeah, .08, .10. It's kind of changed.
So I agree. Not a bad guy. Not saying that at all. I just don't think I just don't see how these mental health issues that again caused him to take all of August off suddenly get cured going to the Patriots. You haven't given me an answer for that. You think he just needs to put his head on straight, catching balls from Tom Brady suddenly cures, you know, this guy who's been addicted to drugs, alcohol since the seventh grade, hasn't been able to keep it straight, been suspended, you know, multiple times, 8 suspensions in 6 years, whatever it is, 2 full missed seasons.
You've been on the air for how long?
Almost 2 years. It's almost my 2 year anniversary.
Have you ever had calls?
Isn't that exciting?
It is. Congratulations.
Very exciting, yes.
Have you ever had calls about people that had an addiction and then they finally figured it out and got on the straight and narrow and be able to, you know, contribute to society in the way that they want to? Have you ever?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I don't think it happens overnight, though.
Well, no. And this is a process that's going on. And whether it's not overnight, this is a long process for Josh Gordon. And I am hoping, as a Patriot fan, okay, more as a Patriot fan than I am as a human being, because I'm more interested in Josh Gordon as the Patriot than I am a Josh Gordon in his life.
See,
because,
I'm a humanitarian. This is the difference between us. Right. I want Josh Gordon to be cured. I want him to be the best person he can be.
So you'd rather not have him on the Patriots then, because you think coming to the Patriots is a bad idea.
I just don't think football is a good idea for him right now.
You know, we need to get some like counselors on the station to talk about how you have to do things that you love, that you can commit to, and that's the best way to get on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, well, I'm a humanitarian, as I said, Dakota. Sorry, I was distracted by the car. It said originally you guys are fat. I'm like, what? We've been energetic. But now he thinks we have a car.
Well, it could be my microphone. Did I get a mic check properly?
No, you look good. Well, we did. We start off with a mic check to start off the show. We had no intro song. Like, we have no bumper, which is fine because we're, this is one. We'll see how it goes. But, no intro song at all either, guys. Yeah. Just straight let's go. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? You know what, Dakota?
The mic level's okay, Bridge?
You sound great. You sound, and you have your nice headphones. You look good.
Just the last time I did radio, I had these headphones.
Much heavier than I thought you would look like, to be honest with you.
What was that?
I thought you'd be much heavier.
Heavier?
Yeah, well, much heavier and older, I have to be honest.
Heavier and older. That's okay.
That's a compliment.
No, I get it.
You look better than your pictures.
I can tell you a story. I had a party at my house last year, Labor Day party. Guy shows up, part of my family, not related to me, but related through blood.
Okay.
And he had no idea who I was, but listens to WEEI every morning on his way in. And something happened at my house, and they said, well, that's Dakota. And he was floored, and it was the funniest thing. And he heard I was coming on. He heard on Kirk and Callahan,
Come on. No, we do not say his name in my presence.
I didn't. I stopped myself, and he was pretty ecstatic, so it's pretty funny.
You were ecstatic, too, tweeting out a selfie yesterday. You were golfing.
Why not? Why?
Who took that picture?
The guy, one of the members of TPC I was playing
So you
with.
Said, excuse me, member, I need take a picture of me swinging this.
I want to advertise the show on Twitter.
I'm
all about the promotion, all about the brand, all about the ratings, the rankings. The way I look at it, I'm off the practice squad. I just got picked off the practice squad. Okay?
You are Corey Coleman.
Exactly.
How about that?
That's what I am. I'm Corey Coleman with tons of talent. So if there was somebody on the practice squad out there that I can actually be a Pro Bowl, you're looking at them right now.
I did some Oppo research on you, Dakota. Dakota in the morning. How long ago was that, Dakota in the morning?
So Dakota in the morning was 2004.
Okay.
And I have a story because that was the year that we broke the curse, the first year of the Red Zone.
We broke it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was one of the ones on the air that after they went down 0-3, I did say they have a chance. If they win game four, it's lining up for them. So I will say that.
Okay,
so,
you were ahead of the curve there.
Right.
You did say the Pats would go 4-12 in 0-4, though.
Yeah, there was a couple of bad years
the
I had.
Research team was in here.
A lot of that was big O made up.
I hired Chris Steele, the dossier. Yeah, we got it all done, Dakota.
Yeah,
don't you worry.
I did have some bad years predicted on the Patriots, so I'm not going to say I didn't. But you know what's funny? So 2004, when I had my morning show, they won the World Series.
Yes.
Next time is when 1510, they moved to Marina Bay in Quincy, and I got asked to come on and with Chris Villani, Pete Shepard.
I know those guys
And what happened in 2013?
They won again.
They won again. So and here look, I am. As soon as I got asked back to do radio now, I'm like, I cannot see the Red Sox winning a World Series
in two weeks before the playoffs.
Yes.
Well, you think he can cure the bullpen? Or again, as Mark with the C calls him, the bullpen?
We can get into the bullpen when you want to.
Well, I mean, if your presence might magically cure them, maybe Chris Sale could go more than three innings now that you're sitting next to me in studio.
First of all, you want to know something about, and Alex, you're still young enough, and you've watched a lot of baseball because this is what you do. It's your profession.
Yes.
Okay. One thing that people are missing is they're like, they'll band together this bullpen because when you look at them, all their ERAs are pretty decent. They're like, how is this bullpen so
big? You know as well as I do, Dakota, ERA for relievers
doesn't mean anything. But do you know what happens come playoff time with your starting pitchers? Every inning, every pitch, there is more stress. So if you're used to going seven innings, you're barely going to get through five. So that means that's going to put more pressure on your bullpen. I have no idea how Alex Cora is going to be able to manage this bullpen for after the fourth or fifth inning. This is going to be the Alex Cora moment that he is going to be second guest at the Ying.
What a tease. We should just go to break now. 617-779-7937. Cars, you're already lining up. Want to get to Josh Gordon. Dakota thinks just snap of the fingers, boom, your lifelong addiction cured, mental health cured. I, again, humanitarian, I don't think football is the right thing to Josh Gordon. I don't think it magically gets cured in a second because you're catching passes from Tom Brady. We'll do all that next with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Dakota and Reamer, we'll be right back.
WEEI 93.7 FM.
What were your initial thoughts when you heard that the Patriots were acquiring the troubled wide receiver?
I was not high on it at all. I mean, you know, the history of Josh Gordon is, it's beyond riddled with off-field issues, substance abuse, consistently letting down the team that drafted him, and continually, time after time after time, showed faith in him and brought him back. And I thought it was a bad signing, a bad trade, quite honestly. And you know what? The Patriots might get something good out of him. And if they don't get anything good out of him, then it's almost nothing ventured, nothing gained. But I mean, this is, the Patriots are a proud franchise. And I realize that what I'm saying is a little bit of idealistic crapola, but the Patriots should not be in business with Josh Gordon. He's not worthy of this franchise.
Oh, man, oh, man. It's Peter King with Dale and Keefe on Thursday. I mean, this is a team that employed Aaron Hernandez, murder. By the way, sign him $40 million guaranteed after he allegedly killed two people. It's, you know, always remember that. Corey Dillon, Albert Hainsworth, you know, even throw Michael Floyd, obviously not to their degree, but an extreme DUI. Go on down the line.
Yeah.
Patriots vacated the moral high ground long ago.
See, when Hernandez came here, we didn't really know too much about him, like all the background story and how he was gang related. I didn't hear one iota during that whole draft process when he was here. Corey Dillon.
That's why he dropped to the fourth round, though.
Right, but it wasn't really publicized. I mean, unless you're, you know, Mel Kiper, like, you don't.
Well,
you
apparently,
don't know
though,
that.
If you read the new Ian O'Connor book, the excerpts came out this week. People close to Urban Meyer were shocked that Belichick took Aaron Hernandez, given all the whispers around him.
Yeah, Corey Dillon, that was what I remember when they got after him. He was the one that had the biggest baggage. And at that point, I think the Patriots organization was just so clean. The only thing that they had was the Christian Peter thing.
Right.
I don't even know if you remember that. You were probably like,
read
in
about
diapers.
It.
So, yes. Yeah. So,
well, a little past diapers. I was like four or five.
So, and then,
I mean, I was slow, but not that slow.
Albert Hainsworth, that was just like our defensive line was so bad. Actually, probably worse than the current wide receiving corps. So that's how bad it was to bring in Albert Hainsworth. So
but I just have a big problem with that notion. And Peter King's not the only one who did it. I mean, I even did it in my first article I wrote this week about Josh Gordon. I lumped him in with Hernandez and Dillon and these guys. And I said, wait a minute, let me take this out. Because I don't feel comfortable doing that. Because as we said last segment, we can talk whether or not Gordon is ready mentally to contribute to a football team. But that to me is separate than, you know, he doesn't seem like a bad guy. You know, Hainsworth, I can say bad guy. Aaron Hernandez, right, certainly we can say, right, was a very bad guy. But just notion that that Josh Gordon is not worthy of the Patriots, like, give me a break.
And Peter King, okay, and I know you're not listening, but if in case you are, okay, don't give us reasons why it's a bad move for the Patriots, a bad fit, and Josh Gordon's unworthy. And then at the end of it go, well, this may all could work out and the Patriots be sick. Like, right. No, don't get jump on the other side of the fence. Stay with your original point and end it.
Well, we had a couple people do that. So Rob Ninkovich, originally earlier this week, said, I have no interest in Josh Gordon. Patriots shouldn't go after him. Patriots get him, of course. Ninko goes, oh, well, I obviously he's a talented guy. It's like, oh, come on.
Now,
go on the other
stick
side.
Stick with your take.
Stick with your take, man. That, and I would never flip-flop on my takes,
never,
Dakota.
Never flip-flop? No.
Never in my life. Oof. Nope.
We'll find out. You know what? I'm going to flip you.
Into what?
I am. I'm going to be able to, whatever you have an opinion on, okay, I'm hopefully going to be able to lean you to the other side in whatever capacity.
Do I also notice your voice is not as deep into the mic as it is on the phone? What's up with
that?
Know.
Maybe it's this chair.
What's up with
is
that?
Is this the Big O's chair?
That is Kirk's seat.
Kirk's seat?
Yes.
Oh, I'm
so
in Kirk,
isn't that
Manahan
exciting?
Seat. This,
yes.
Is like, this is like batting in Fenway Park for the first time.
Yeah, so visualize it. Yeah. Kirk and Callahan right here. So yeah. Jerry sits here. Kirk is there in the dunce, you know, the third person. I call that the honorary mutt seat. Like, that's the dunce seat. You're just, you know, pelted for 4 hours. You sit there. There you go. You have the visual.
So I need a deeper voice, I guess.
It's very exciting. Well, when you call in, it's very deep.
The phone lines. These mics are different than the phone
lines. You know what you have? You have a good landline, right?
Great landline.
I saw the Big O tweet that out this week at you. Have you met the Big O? Did you go to the Wineys back in the day?
I won a Winey Award. What are you talking about? I had two legendary wines with Ted Sarandis, who I think I caused him to leave the station, and then one that was just very bad with Steve D'Ossi. And if you guys have back there, D'Ossi beat me up.
Oof. I beat D'Ossi up a few weeks ago when we were in here.
I was so happy when D'Ossi attacked. I'm like, good, somebody else besides me getting a whipping.
No. I've lost arguments way worse than I lost that D'Ossi argument. I will stand by that. Yep. Let's grab here Andrew on the Cape. Andrew, what's going on?
What's going on? So,
what up?
You are flat out incorrect about Josh Gordon not being able to contribute to a Super Bowl team.
That's Alex's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Alex is just flat out incorrect.
Because I'm on your side, Andrew.
Educate me, Andrew.
So when he, in 2013, receives for over 1,600 yards and on arguably, well, not even arguably, one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Right. He had bad quarterbacks. Now, I get it. Yes. What has he done since then, Andrew?
So now you're putting him in with the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
He is going to put up 1,500 yards, no problem.
Right, Andrew.
Well, Andrew, don't go that far.
Andrew, he missed all a training camp. Well, Andrew, he missed all a training camp. That was like a month ago with mental health issues. So suddenly that gets cured with a snap of the fingers?
Yeah.
It does? Because why? Because he's going to catch passes from Tom Brady?
Because he's going to be catching passes from the best quarterback in the NFL.
See, that's... So, thanks for the call, Andrew. I mean, that's what you're giving me. That's what Andrew's giving me. Well, that's what everyone's giving me this week. It makes no sense whatsoever.
So let me ask you this question, okay? You have this side about Josh Gordon. So if we take 20 calls in the next couple hours and they all agree with me on my take, wouldn't you say that maybe you're wrong with your take?
Nope. Brilliance often walks alone. That's what I say. At least that's what my mom told me when, no one ever liked me in school.
You just better hope for your take that Josh Gordon doesn't make it on the active roster tomorrow and all of a sudden gets cut on Tuesday because he drank some NyQuil.
No. I want Josh Gordon. And again, I'm a humanitarian. I want everyone to succeed. And I also, this is a Jerry Callahan quote, we like chaos, Dakota. Behind these mics, we like chaos. I want Gordon here for the entire season. You kidding me? Josh Gordon is cut after 1 week. That's no fun. No, I want him to succeed. I want him to be here for a long time. I want him to be here next year. They want him to tender him. But I just don't see how it happens. I haven't seen anything over the last 5 years that tells me that football
is the right
thing for him. So you have
no foresight. You're a man walking the street with no foresight.
I only go on history is what I do.
That's terrible.
I go on history. That is how I base my decisions.
You're the so polar opposite. You are then a reactionary person, okay, and very, very difficult to talk to. When it comes down to it, if you're reactionary and you don't
reactionary on the radio,
you don't
know.
You have to be proactive. Proactive puts you in a much better spot than being reactive. And I'd rather I'd rather live in a world.
It's like a T-shirt.
I'd rather
print that out.
I'd rather
proactive is better than being reactive.
It is. I'd rather live in a world about thinking what's going to happen than what already happened.
I know, but you got to base the future off of something, right? You got to base what's going to happen off the past.
What are those commercials? They are the past performances don't represent future. Future predictabilities, all those financial commercials that you hear.
You
wrote for Fortune magazine. They were a financial magazine, right? Financial group.
I have like $50 in my savings account. Let's go to Nick in Medway. Nick.
So you asked for a substance abuse counselor. I am a substance abuse counselor.
Perfect.
And
Thank you.
I have a interest. I mean, we're looking at it as purely football statistics and football and football and football. I would argue that the best way for someone who's experiencing substance abuse is to dive in headfirst into something that can distract them from it or that they can enjoy, and their dopamine can get hit in a way that's more appropriate.
And you don't think this was happening in Cleveland with Josh Gordon?
In Cleveland with Josh Gordon, Cleveland was basically saying, we don't want you anymore.
Correct.
Why'd they sign him this offseason then? They gave him a contract in March.
They gave him a contract because they wanted to have him on the roster. They wanted to have a value some so they could hopefully trade him to get a fifth-round pick. That's why you just don't let a guy go.
For 69 snaps. They play him for 69 snaps and said, hey, guess what? You're not in football shape. That's more receptions. I mean, that's more plays than any offensive player usually takes typically. And we all know that.
Yeah, he caught one pass in week one, though, Nick. One pass.
It doesn't – look at – the only reason –
he can't control who passes to him or not.
And a guy that shouldn't even have been on the field in and Travis Taylor. What the hell is
it? Tyrod Taylor.
Can I say, was that dumb?
By an organization, we're getting rid of you on Monday. And then another, and you're being told, we don't believe in you. We don't think you can do this.
How do you know the Browns said this to Josh Gordon, Nick?
Because if we knew about it on Facebook 2 weeks ago, then he knows.
Yeah, but Nick, the Browns said they were going to cut bait with Josh Gordon last Saturday after he showed up with a mysterious hamstring injury and, quote, wasn't himself.
Yeah, depression.
He's like, guys, I probably thought you said you were going to trade me, and why am I still playing here? Why am I still here? And don't forget, hold on a second, Nick.
Yep.
There were rumors during the preseason that the Patriots were on the verge of acquiring a top caliber NFL wide receiver. I'm without knowing what was going on, this was probably the guy. Josh Gordon was expected to be in Patriot camp, and it got delayed. So when it came to week one, they still had him on their roster, and then they say they were going to waive him. And I mentioned this earlier, that the reports came out that they said the Browns are going to waive him, and they never did because they had a trade deal, you know, on the table than they got from the Patriots.
But Nick, you said you're a drug abuse counselor, Nick. We're speaking in generalities, but if somebody misses 3.5 weeks of work in August due to mental health issues, and then, mm-hmm. you know, something happens like 2 weeks after the fact, Friday night promotional video, quote unquote, injure your hamstring, you show up not being yourself. Just 5 days later, suddenly all your ails are cured because what? You're, again, next to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? I just don't see how that's possible.
These ails aren't cured.
Or curtailed?
You're labeling it as a cure.
Or curtailed or under control?
Well, under control is up to the person who's experiencing it.
What if they can't control it?
The number one, we don't know if you can. The number one thing that an addict needs more than anything is a bunch of people saying, we believe in you, we believe you can do this. And Belichick reaching out and trading for him, saying, you know what, they don't think you can do this, I think you can. So much that I'm going to give a draft pick for you.
And what's funny is Alex, the humanitarian that he says he is, doesn't believe in that. Which
I do.
Again, makes you kind of a hypocrite.
I do when somebody is in the position to contribute. But I don't think Josh Gordon, I think he should go into another rehab stint.
The guy hasn't played football in a long time consistently.
Right, because he hasn't been able to.
We don't know. How do you know he wasn't in rehab?
Well, that's how he missed most of 2016.
Okay, so he went into rehab.
Or 2015.
He went into rehab, finally got his head straight, and now he's able to play football. So all these things that you want him to do now, he's already been through the last 2 years.
He wasn't ready to play last week.
How do you know that? Cleveland didn't want him on the field.
So you think they made that up?
Yes.
So you think they made
absolutely
up the hamstring injury?
Yep.
They made up the fact that he showed up and, quote, wasn't himself?
Yep.
They made it up?
Yeah. What, you don't think things get made up in the media?
I don't know why the Browns would do that.
Well, what do you mean, why?
Why would they have signed him in March if they had no interest in him?
Because if all of a sudden they say it's not injury-related, now you're questioning his mind again, and the Patriots go, well, I'm not going to give you a fifth-round pick for him. So the Cleveland Browns need to make it up like, hey, he's got this hamstring, and he's not going to be active. And that hamstring.
And why has he been limited in practice this week, reportedly?
Limited practice because he hasn't been on a football field with the Patriots. How many guys come over to the New England Patriots their first time, and they say, oh, he was a full participant at practice? They're always
limited. Guys who are healthy.
Always limited. Always limited. They always start out coming back saying he's limited because you don't go from a hamstring injury to 100%. Nobody in the NFL does that.
I thought you just said the hamstring injury was made up.
My point is, if you have a hamstring injury that's reported on the NFL wire, the next step was participating in practice but being limited. The Patriots have been known for many years to leave people off or put extra injuries on the report like the rest of the teams in the NFL to throw off the other teams. Because if the Patriots come out and says, yep, full participant, he's going to be ready to go Sunday, now there's a question mark, do they have to prepare for Josh
Gordon? So they're all in on this. So the Browns made up this injury, and the Patriots are continuing to perpetuate the lie.
So do you believe everything that comes out of the NFL, any major sport organization, what they say? Do you believe 100% of
it? I don't.
Okay, so you're making my point.
Unless we're talking about the New York Times or the WAPO.
You're making my point for me, okay, because you just said that you don't believe in everything that comes out of these organizations, okay? And now, you know, you're going to say, well, They said he had a bad hamstring, so he must have been hurt, and they say he's limited, so he must be limited. I will tell you that I don't even know if he had a bad hamstring, and who knows of how limited is,
but he was
in
ready,
the Patriots.
But he wasn't even on the Browns injury list until Saturday. So the Browns suddenly decided on Saturday we're going to make up this hamstring injury a day before week two?
Yes, because if they said in his head was on straight and they got into an argument, there goes the situation where they can get a fifth-round pick for him. So it's a lot easier for the Cleveland Browns when they say, you know what, the guy tweaked his hamstring, he needs a few weeks off. You stay on the sidelines. You're not going to play. We're going to finalize a deal with the Patriots.
The pretzel you're twisting yourself into here. Man, oh man. Just look at the facts of the situation. Jason's in Lowell. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys heard from the therapist. So I'm a recovering heroin addict.
Okay.
And the therapist was right. Now, you all know that Cleveland had a parade for losing 16 games, right? So we all know that franchise, it can probably be a downer to be on, especially if you have mental health issues and drug
issues.
Right,
it's enough to be depressed.
And I do a radio show on addiction, and I talk about it all the time with the marijuana thing. I think marijuana should be legal in the NFL and take out the Percocets and all that stuff in general, for one. But two, to come over to the Patriots, or even, let's say, Pittsburgh, they've won Super Bowls, and they have a winning, you know, sense about them and the way they do things. Going, your locker is right next to Tom Brady, which is, if you're a wide receiver, you only dream of catching passes from Joe Montana or now Tom Brady. And I think if he has the therapy and the right people with him, you know, pulling for him, I think that it could work out, and I hope it does, because this would be a great story for his career to come back from.
I totally agree with that, Jason. But, you know, so Josh Gordon gives that GQ interview that we've referenced a million times this week,
yep.
November 2017. He tells GQ, quote, "I know this is my last chance," okay? Plays the last five games of last year. Then the Browns sign him in March to a one-year contract. Mm-hmm. And then he can't show up and contribute in training camp. He takes a leave of absence due to mental health issues.
Sure.
That tells me that's a guy who wants to contribute because he said it, last chance. And then he misses training camp because, unfortunately, he's not in a position to contribute to a football team.
Right. He wasn't ready. He wasn't mentally ready.
And he's ready now, like a month later.
Well,
how?
Did you watch Hard Knocks at all? Did you see
that? A little
bit. Okay. So in Hard Knocks, they were waiting for him, and Flash is in the building. So he finally got himself in a position for whatever.
Who's
last...
Flash? Josh Gordon is Flash?
Flash Gordon.
Oh, my God. We have 2004, Flash Gordon.
So you're too young. You don't even know who Flash Gordon
is. Tom Gordon.
No. Look at Flash Gordon and Ming the Merciless. You don't even know who these people are.
No.
You need, on a free night, okay, rent Flash Gordon, DVR it, whatever. However you can find it. Okay?
Maybe a VHS tape.
But anyways, you know. But, you know, I can actually see about putting Josh Gordon next to Tom Brady. It's kind of like me sitting next to Alex Reamer in a way. You know?
The greatness.
They stuck me here off the practice squad.
The greatness.
And put you next to Alex.
I mean, there's marveling. Nice hair. I'm marveling this gel. I like a good gel job, too. Very nice.
My faux hawk.
Your faux hawk?
Yeah.
Very good.
My brother's
Dakota got dressed up for us today.
This is not dressed up. I'm in a Reebok.
I'm like sweaty and smelly. Don't get too close to me. Led my team to victory.
That's right, too. You came from that flag football.
No interceptions, no sacks, nothing. Pulled a couple flags, though.
What position do you play?
Corner, and sometimes I rush.
Rush. You have to wait like 3 seconds
before
you
run. We have two pucks, so we have the line of scrimmage
pucks,
and then the rush
line.
Isn't
that hockey?
But we set them up just to get like where the field situation. So we have one that's the line of scrimmage, and another like 5 yards back is where you can rush from. Yep. Well, I'm a rusher. I'm kind of like a little Richard Seymour type in his prime. You know, I'm agile, very quick. It's Reamer Island, not Revis Island. Reamer Island out there in the flag football field.
Dakota's Island.
Dakota's Island?
Yeah.
I like it. Or Steve's Island.
No, that's terrible.
No?
No.
Why'd you come up with the radio name Dakota?
It came back from playing poker. I went out to Vegas my first time in my early 20s, and my friend that was out there said, whatever you do, don't use your real name out here.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, I'll just use this name Dakota. And back then, Dakota was never used. So I'm like, I just picked the name and started playing a lot of poker out in Vegas.
And
you
kept it calling into talk radio shows.
And then when I started doing radio, I kept it. I'm like, this is a much better marketing name than Steve. So.
You know, Mark James also has a pseudonym. His name is not Mark James.
Yeah, but that's Mark James. I mean, whatever. He didn't pick a good name, obviously. I mean, Dakota. It's like Madonna. Like, you know.
It's same thing.
Well, Alex, we can
Dakota,
walk in
Madonna,
any place.
Cher.
You don't need a last name to go with Dakota.
We all know it's Dakota. Yeah, he's sitting next to me. We're taking your calls, 617-779-7937. We'll continue this Gordon conversation. Also coming up next, Dakota, you've been here about 50 minutes in the full EI tradition. You already have a bone to pick with one of our on-air hosts, Greg Dickerson.
Yeah.
Not very impressed that you got called in to do a show with me today. We'll do that next with your calls, Sports Radio WEI.
93.7 FM WEEI.
Like my playlist. I like it.
See, this is my stuff. This is what I grew up in.
Really? Material Girl?
Yeah, Madonna.
I like Madonna too. Britney or Madonna though? See, that's the debate amongst the
big Britney fan. Love Britney.
Really?
Yeah.
I do too. I like Britney over Madonna, but I think that's more just a generational thing with me.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be. I went to a Britney Madonna themed party several months ago, which was very fun, very fun.
Next time you get that invite, you let me know.
Brittany, I wore a wig, a blonde wig. I had eyeliner. It was very fun, very fun. But you want to go at Greg Dickerson here, Dakota. He was on with Jerry yesterday, Friday, and a little smarmy about the show. And on Twitter especially, they made the big minor station announcement a couple days ago that you will be joining me here this Saturday. And Dickerson goes, and I am quoting verbatim. Mm-hmm. So how is this going to work? Is Dakota paying WEEI for the airtime like he did at 1510 back in the day?
Well, first of all, at 1510,
what's going on here, Dakota?
I didn't pay for the airtime back at 1510. People did pay for airtime back at 1510, but I didn't.
You did not.
I did not.
So that's wrong.
So it's wrong. Now, that's what people wanted to think because that was part of the 1510 model back then. So it was kind of like, hey, I'll come in there. I'll try to help you out because they were doing some pumping in like NASCAR radio in the morning.
Right.
And I think Mike Kellogg, Mike Wynn or Kellogg, they were
no one knows
the GM
anyway.
And he says, hey, you want to come in here and do a morning show? We've got no local programming. Yes. And I'm like, hey, you know.
So Dickerson's wrong. You did not pay.
What the frig do you think that we do?
And first of all, what I don't understand about Dickerson, okay, this guy's been all over, you know, Boston media for how long?
Long time.
And the guy doesn't have a blue check mark. Right.
Hold on. That's the best he got against him. He doesn't have a blue check mark.
No, but he's calling me out. Okay. And the guy doesn't even have a blue check mark. I don't even know if that's the right Greg Dickerson.
What?
No, look, I don't even have a blue check mark. So
what do you care about blue check marks?
I'm just saying, like, he's like throwing stones.
It's the best you got?
No, it's not about the best I got.
Best you got?
Greg Dickerson is wrong.
Turtling here so far with an hour with me. You said, yeah, you're going to pin me against the wall. I've been pinning you against the wall with Josh Gordon here.
When we get to certain topics that may or may not be brought up.
Let's go. What do you got?
Well, we could do the free James Woods thing campaign on Twitter today.
What's that?
You know the Twitter banned James Woods? You're a big believer in free speech, right?
I am.
Okay. So are you happy that James Woods got banned from his Twitter account?
What's Jerry Callahan going to do now? He does retweet James Woods.
Don't ignore the question. You're a free speech guy, and James Woods got banned from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So are you okay with that?
No. Why was he banned?
Well, because the people at Twitter said that he tweeted something that could sway the election.
What?
Yes, exactly.
No.
Go do some research.
I would not have banned. I was leading my flag football team back from victory, from a deficit this morning.
Just do some research on why he has a Twitter ban going on right now, and it's absolutely stupid. So I'm glad that you're a believer of free speech. So if they banned James Woods for just a free speech thing, which he did because they didn't delete the tweet's still up there, and it's an issue. So
let's grab Ernesto in Bellingham here. Ernesto.
Hey, guys, how are you doing, man?
Yo.
Hey, Dakota, I remember you on 1510, I think, way back in, I think it was 2004, maybe the championship season, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was, yep.
Dakota set out the top. You know, he came on the air, and we won the title.
We did. Dakota in the morning.
That was the curse breaker. Hey, listen, Reamer, I tell you what, as far as Josh Gordon, and everybody can understand the kid's talent. It's ridiculous. 6'3", 4'3", speed,
right.
Hands like flypaper, all that stuff. I mean, he does have potentially top three, you know, talent type in the NFL, Odell Beckham, that type of talent. So to get him, and the Patriots obviously had a need, start of the season, guys going down, we wanted to make a move. And with Josh, it's like, you know, is this going to be it? But you got to remember, Reamer, so all of these issues happened from when the kid was, what, 22 to 27. I mean, I partied like a rock star.
Well, last week, though. 22. I mean, and this is a little more than partying like a rock star. I mean, says.
No, well, he has. Well, he's had issues with it over and over again, and he's, you know, he's even checked himself into rehab, and
right.
now 27, becoming a man, being able to come here and check himself into kind of NFL rehab by coming to the Patriots. I mean, this is it for this kid. But if it is like Dakota said, I mean, this kid puts it together now, finally. And you're saying, oh, at the beginning of the season, didn't he was going to play for a 1-31
team. I'll repeat to you what I've been saying all hour, Ernesto. As recently as last month, he took a sabbatical due to mental health issues, obviously very serious. So only a month later. So what happened? He's going to be able to curtail it because he's next to Tom Brady. I mean,
maybe he started getting the urge again. Okay, and said, you know what? I'm going to check myself back in. I'm not right there yet. I need another 30 days.
And you said it's not going to happen again 2 weeks from now.
We don't know that. I'm hoping, and you're hoping, because you're the great humanitarian, as you said, that this guy can get on the straight and narrow and contribute not only to society correctly, but also to the New England Patriots. And if he can contribute to the New England Patriots like Josh Gordon is, this team will go to the Super Bowl and have a much better chance on winning.
Well, you know, and look at it like this, right? He's a guy that's been with that organization, and that's been a pretty sad organization for the past 5 years. He's obviously not been there, you know, for a good bulk of the time, but it's kind of like, you know, it's a relationship that doesn't work out. A lot of broken dishes, a lot of broken glasses. It's time for something different. And maybe he wasn't motivated for this season. Maybe, you know, no one coming in to play for a team like that. Reamer, he just had, you know, one last, he said, look, I'm going to go in, check myself in, little 12-minute piece, you know, at the rehab. You know, you feel for the kid, and you think he's articulate, he can put it together. This is the place to do it. If it's ever going to happen, it's right now, and it is. And then, like Dakota said, if he does do it, it opens up that field for Gronk and Edelman. It's a phenomenal play, and I think it's going to be like a Corey Dillon, a Randy Moss, and Josh Gordon, and we'll be talking about it in about 5 years.
Thanks, Ernesto.
If this guy's straight, he's gonna contribute more than Corey Dillon did.
But let's be honest about why the Patriots picked up Josh Gordon. $790,000.
Because they have no wide receivers.
Why didn't they sign Dez Bryant?
He might be next.
Why isn't he now?
Well, it comes down to money, right? Money and roster spots. If Dez Bryant might be in a Patriot uniform too, I wouldn't rule that out.
How about Golden Tate? He was on the market reportedly.
So for one, Golden Tate, they would not trade him until after this week because they don't want to trade him and play against them. So if Golden Tate's going to come here, it's going to be any time after. And if Matt Patricia ends up, you know, going 0-6, 1-5 out of the gate, you know, Detroit is no reason not to trade Golden Tate.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Tom Brady has been tough to read on Gordon a little bit. He was with Jim Gray on Monday. It was a little, you know, we'll see how it goes. He was asked about Gordon yesterday. It's from Mike Jerry's Twitter. How does Josh Gordon look? Brady just says, like an NFL receiver. So not sure what quite to read into there. Giardi also had that several Patriots players told him Brady was, quote, in a mood and irritated this week. He was displeased with the overall execution Sunday. Wants to make sure it doesn't carry over to Detroit
because they
Sunday
have
night.
No wide receivers. When you're facing a good secondary, you need actually good receivers to match up against a good secondary, and the Patriots don't have it.
But if you're Tom Brady, though, you look at the performance last week against Jacksonville, this wide receiver depth chart as a whole, and you bring in Josh Gordon, and we all know his ceiling, but again, 11 games played, last 5 years, you have Dez Bryant sitting out there, other options. You could have paid Danny Amendola just a couple more million dollars. If you're Tom Brady, how can you be thrilled?
Well,
at what's been going on.
You have no, I think there's, you know, obviously there was a lot going on last year with Tom Brady and an organization. So, you know, I think that had probably something to do with it. And, you know, going into this season, they realized that they were thin at wide receiver. The Patriots might have had some other things in the offseason planned. Maybe Josh Gordon months ago, who knows? Maybe Dez Bryant, maybe whoever months ago. And then end up costing them. They get into this regular season and you know what? There's no even saying that Edelman, when he comes back, is going to be Julian Edelman. There's
no.
And what happens if he's not? If he's not, you better bring Dez
Bryant. You really
Bryant
miss Amendola. That's what happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, but from that standpoint, they're going to need, and that's another reason why they brought Corey Coleman back, because I think they're worried about even Hogan. And Hogan, in week one, he was a no-show, okay? And fortunate, I think, for Hogan that he found the end zone a couple of times against Jacksonville, because if he had a couple of no-show games, he might have been the roster spot, you know, casualty.
Let's take one more here before the break. Paul in Arlington. Paul.
Touchdown.
Oh, no. Do we have two on at the same time? Oh, guys. Oh, boy.
Is this your first time running this board now?
No, it's not. Right. Well, we'll reconvene on the other side. It's all right, guys. It's all right. 617-779-7937. So, Dakota, again, yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you a homework assignment during the break.
A homework.
One take. You're an avid listener.
Yeah.
I want to get pinned against the wall. It's been too relaxed here for me for the first hour. One take you have mine.
So you're asking me to come up with something that ends up being contrived, and I'm not going to do that because that's not me. It has to be off the hook. So if
off the cuff?
Off the cuff, off the hook. If it happens, I'm not going to get into this contrived take to try to pin you up against the wall. When that opportunity happens, I will fully take it.
Maybe it happens after 6:30. That's Saturday Night Activity anyway. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.